And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When you think about it, the idea that all people convicted of felonies should automatically lose their right to vote makes very little sense. This is especially true for those who've served their prison sentences and are out trying to rebuild their lives. Of course, when one digs into the history and learns that such laws, particularly in the South, were concocted by white supremacists after the Civil War in order to keep black men from voting by disqualifying anyone who had been whipped for committing a, quote, infamous crime, the twisted reasoning behind them becomes clearer. Thankfully, some North Carolina judges have read that history, and earlier this year they issued a ruling striking down a state law that barred many people with felony convictions, a group that consists disproportionately of people of color, from voting. Last week, the judge's order took effect, and more than 56,000 people on probation and parole regained their right to vote. By any fair estimation, this result constitutes an important and overdue victory for voting rights and democracy, and ought to be made permanent as soon as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.